All right. So today I'm going to talk about ships of Zion. I'm very excited about this subject, but at the same time very like strategic. Really want to be obedient with articulating this. I feel it impressed on my heart. I feel it on my heart. And I want to properly communicate it smoothly. Why am I talking about this? Why is this on my heart? What I believe. I mean, I don't believe everything. We know why. You know, we just obey, you know. But I do also believe there's understanding for grasping the intentionality of the Spirit for the sake of God's will, His kingdom. And one thing I would say is a great purpose for articulating ships of Zion is to give understanding and clarity for the dynamics that are working within relationships in a way that clarifies according to truth and navigates according to the conditions of our hearts. So clarifies according to truth. We see the picture. We see, just like a painter is looking at a visual picture of the sky, and then he's articulating it according to the condition of his alignment to that. And that's the same thing with both the prophetic and apostolic. Prophetic is the view of the picture, the visual of the sky, the nature, reality. And the apostolic is the articulation of the unfolding of that reality in a lesser dimension, or a dimension of not lesser quality, but, you know, earth, heaven, earth, you know. So I realized that you need both. So I believe these articulations is helping to, like, bring language and bridges to every dynamic of how we relate to God and how we relate to one another. So I really believe that just how we do relationships in the way of our culture, and us not having any schooling on relationships or nothing, man, it's like we're perishing relationally. We can't have conversations with each other or deep, meaningful conversations because there's no understanding of the purpose of relationship. It's more so based on desire. And some desire can be a little more leaning towards one subject of relationship, you know? And it's just like a person who, it's just like a diet, you know? Some people relate more towards fruits and vegetables. Some people relate more towards the wheat, the grains, you know? Some people relate more towards the fatty foods. Some people relate more towards the proteins. But you need all. Because if you don't have all, you don't have a four-course meal. And therefore, you're not getting everything you need. You're just feeding one subject of your body. That's the same with relationship, not just with each other, but with Christ. And there are four dimensions that I have learned so far of Christ. Four faces. You know, the lion, the ox, the eagle, the man, the word, which is the eagle, the king under authority at the right hand of the Father, which is the lion, the living sacrifice, which is the acts, the merciful sacrifice, pouring out mercy, you know, dying so that others could live, you know, the acts. And then the Son of Man, the creator, you know, which is the man. And all these are dimensions of his person. Just like there's dimensions of my person. Man at work. Mitchell at work. Mitchell the husband. You know, Mitchell the father. Mitchell the son. You know, so these all these different dimensions of me causes me to relate and receive from the full quality of these dimensions of the relationships I'm connected with, you know. So that's the purpose. That's what I believe the purpose of this is. I'm going to try to briefly explore this, that we are encouraged and just made known deeper what this kingdom is about relationally. Father, I thank you for the word. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for the mysteries that you unfold. Thank you for giving grace to the members of your body in which you see fit. And I'm thankful for this opportunity to communicate, to share, to witness. So asking for power and revelation and light and understanding, spirit of understanding, to illuminate every word, and that vision is exposed to how we relate. In Jesus' name. So yeah, how we relate to each other has been very limited. And I want to talk about there are six ships that I have discovered so far, maybe more, four relating to the dimensions of Christ and his body, and then two relating to us as his body with Christ, either unto the Father in worship or in the earth in sonship. You know? So you got discipleship, relationship, fellowship, friendship, worship, and sonship. I wasn't trying to like rhyme with all this or find ships out of this. It was just like unfolding, you know. So it's pretty interesting. So I'll talk about discipleship first. This discipleship, it relates to the lion to me, because it's all about authority. This dimension of Christ at the right hand of the Father, it's a judicial dimension. judicially, I am a husband and a father, and there is an authority there that I have over them, you know, that if I'm not in that seat of authority, they suffer, you know, or if they're not submitted to this authority that I am, they suffer, you know. But if they are submitted and I'm submitted, there's a chain of grace, a flow that goes from me to them, just like Jesus talks about in authority. In authority language, he says, I am the vine, you are the branch. So there's authorization because of this connect, these puzzle pieces connecting and aligning in the proper value and context of authority, which is he's a vine, we're a branch. So this chain of submission, and Father's a vine dresser, he submitted to the Father. So it's like, because of submission, there's a lot of flow that comes from the Father to the Son to us into the fruit of the world around us, you know, the life that we're now living. So I see it as like a skeletal system of the body, the bones connecting one to another. And this isn't just like relationships. Is never like me and Joe James, you know, like it's not just me and him talking. It's like there's a triune dynamic. Like Jesus says, when two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in their midst. So there is a connection between us horizontally, but there's a vertical headship that is fueling triangular in a way of intimacy, in a way of resources that gives us both a reception and an expression. You know, trees, if they're giving fruit one to another, but they're absorbing root from another dimension, not from each other, though. We're absorbing from Christ the head, and we're serving one to another, submitting one to another, you know. So I see this in every dimension, is, you know, Christ the head, and we are his body, you know, in the realm of discipleship. There's another relationship, which is more like the muscular system, you know, that's like the man, you know, the relationship in the dimension of communication and of how we relate one to another. This is more on the language system. Our language bridging, like when you are learning to relate to one, you are learning their languages, how they have the language of their life and the language of your life, the love languages. You're learning how the capacity in which they absorb knowledge, you're learning just so many different dynamics in relating, and yet you're building a bridge through communication so that your language, so there's no language barrier, so that you actually know how to articulate in their way of reception, and they know how to articulate in your way of reception, or at the same time, you discover a language within your language, within your receptors that you both meet on, which is like a bridge. Therefore, as you meet on a bridge of Christ, and it's like I said, it's Christ. It's not just relating to me. This is becoming one mind, or, yeah, one language, you know, so that we can give or take or bring one another deeper into the whatever dynamics we are called to serve the body in, you know. And this settles all dispute of just the discord relationally. It brings us into an understanding of each other. We can see each other differently. We can see each other according to who we really are. We can go into each other's land, each other's measure of faith, and like explore, because we grasp the language, and we don't see you according. We don't see one another according to our own perception. We put off our perception and obtain understanding, you know. Let's see. Another one is fellowship, which is like, this is a dimension in Christ where we exchange the reality of his body, you know, his body and his blood, his ways and his thoughts one to another. We are talking the gospel. We are, and the gospel is Christ, the Word made flesh. The flesh of the Word crucified on the cross. The Word raising from the dead in the flesh, ascending into heaven, sitting at the Father's right hand, and radiating victory to align us, which is through his river, sending out his river of his spirit to align us. This radiation is the knowledge of who he is and what he's done, his ways and thoughts, flooding us, flooding the earth with the knowledge of his glory, you know? So like, fellowship is when we as members of his body are by the Spirit articulating these realities, this river. And iron sharpening iron. And the body is becoming one spirit. And at the same time, aligning to the head, to the spirit of the head, so that we discover this one spirit, you know, or this one mind, you know, the mind of Christ. You know, we are drawing from the resource of the mind of Christ and exchanging it one to another until we are in this, we have, until we're clarified into the reality of this mind of Christ, this dimension of the mind of Christ, you know. Friendship, that is one of my favorites. This is the delight realm of Christ, where it's not much language. You know, like discipleship is like the silent positions of authority, and it's the heart submission of the disposition. You know, relationship is the articulation of communication, bridging. Fellowship is like the mind of Christ exchanging one to another through speaking the gospel, communicating. But friendship is delight. It's less words, more delight and joy and value, heart value, bowels of affection. You know, man. And it's a love dimension. It's the I in you, you in me. You know, it's when we see ourselves in them and they see themselves in us, you know, and we see ourselves in Christ and Christ in us, you know, this union verse, this is the ego. And going back, the fellowship is like, it's the ox, you know, it's talking and distributing the gospel one to another, you know. So going back to the friendship, like this dimension of the ego of Christ, this dimension of the beyond time, space, and matter, love, union verse. You know, it's a soaking agent. This dimension is an agent of soaking. You know, fellowship is a dimension of like navigating the river unto the mind of Christ, shifting from our minds to the mind of Christ, from our consciousness to the consciousness of Christ, through the accountability of the body and the head, through the standard of the head and accountability of the body. We are aligning to the conscious identification of Christ. And relationships is the language center, that it's the dimension of language, of learning how to build bridges and grasp and understand one another so that there is no misunderstanding in our communication. You know, this is the structure of grasping and perceiving being built so that there is clear understanding, you know, so that every word is clarified and not misunderstood. You know, discipleship is the posture and positions. You know, you have the apostles, prophets, teachers. You have these in authority over the body. Husbands over the wives, wives, husbands over the children. These positions of authority, and all under Christ. You know, man, this is good. So, worship and sonship. Let's see how much time I got. Hold on. So, So worship and sonship. I would say, like, what I see is, like, imagine being in Christ in this big mountain of his person, this mountain world of who he is, having been built up through the knowledge of him. And we're in this unity of the faith. We're in this place. This unity of the faith has both the expression and exploration of God's will. You know, the exploration of God's will is the knowledge of the hope in which we're called, which is the fullness of the Father discovered and grasped and explored and, you know, in worship. So imagine there's this indescribable, unmeasurable dimension of grasping the Father. You know, and we're all exploring it through worship. You know, and then imagine this, I'm sorry, that, and we're exploring it through this river that wells up to eternal life. It wells up to the fullness, you know, of who he is. Explores the fullness and the depths of his heart. The four dimensions of the Father's heart. In the Father, under the shadow of the Father, in a governmental position at the right hand of the Father, you know, the Father in you and before the Father, you know. And these four dimensions of the Father's heart is what Christ fellowship with, who Christ fellowship with. And then imagine these faces of Christ now, you know, the four faces of Christ walking out his glory, the Father's glory in the face of Christ in you, you know. The lion, the authority, you know, delivering people from the demonic authorities, establishing the spirit of sonship, bringing into alignment, into the body, into order, you know. That's the lion, the ego, clarifying, the bringing forth the light, exposing people, bringing people out of darkness into the light, showing people they are sons of God. They are light beings. They are in Christ, who is the light of all men. And Christ is in them. You know, and then the ox, which is doing his will, the servitude of his mercy, you know, the expression of his mercy. The mercy trail, life laid down love, you know. Like you see Christ doing the will of the Father, you know. Do this before the Father in secret, you know. The sowing of mercy and therefore reaping of mercy. And then the last dimension is the man. The healing of the sick, the raising of the dead, the recovery of nature. And that says all creation groans for the redemption, you know? So bringing forth the redemptive life of Christ. And therefore enabling the created order to be redeemed back to Eden, you know? And the body serves to fill all things, like how the scripture says, like Christ descended into the deep, ascended, so he explored and gathered or collected or came, everything came under his authority as he went into the deep and went to the heights in order that he might fill all things. And how is he going to fill all things? Right after that in Ephesians it says he's given apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, so that to bring us to the unity of the faith, you know. So these gifts, these dimensions of his body are in him, exploring the realities of him, but not exploring in a way of what's not here, but more in a way of clarity and clarification, so that there is reality, so that he might fill all things, so that he may be all in all, you know, both in heaven and on earth. In heaven, a dimension of worship; on earth, the dimension of sonship, you know. So there's so much to this, so many different things to explore, but I'm gonna stop here, and I just pray that God expounds everything that is being said, that there's more grasping and structure and just vision, so that his paths are made known. Scripture says he will teach us his ways so that we will walk in his paths. So as we're coming into the knowledge of his ways in these ships of Zion, I believe it will give clarity to the paths in relating one to another, and in relating in the discovery and unfolding of his kingdom. Hallelujah.